Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I would love to be important enough to be on the cover of Time magazine. Hey, I'd even settle for the cover of Mad magazine or the local school newsletter. Just kidding, really. Time magazine's list of the 100 most influential people of 2011 includes artists, activists, reformers and researchers, heads of state and captains of industry. One of the interesting aspects of the list is that the mini biographies of each nominee have been written by one of their peers. For instance, Germaine Greer commenting on Julian Assange. Another bio was Oprah Winfrey describing Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, as a man of, for, and about the people. In her view, this mayor was the living definition of the term servant leader. Someone else fits that description too. He may not have sought the title leader, but Jesus definitely said that he came to serve, not to be served, and there is no doubting his leadership qualities. If he was on the Time 100 list in AD 30, what would his peers and followers have said about him? Mary and Martha would certainly have called him a miracle worker after he raised their brother Lazarus from the dead. Those who heard his Sermon on the Mount would have described him as a great speaker and teacher. Those he healed would have called him a great doctor. The religious teachers he spoke to when he was 12 said they were amazed at his understanding and his answers. The religious leaders who came to test him with questions were dumbfounded at his responses and would have admitted he really knew his Jewish law. Best of all would have been the Roman centurion who took part in Jesus' crucifixion, who declared he really was the Son of God. What about Peter when Jesus asked him, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter responded, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." But the question that matters most is, who do you say Jesus is? I'm Aaron Wright.